Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 91. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, quote, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation, end quote. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 91 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. There is no substitute for the help and support that come from the Lord. The Bible knows reality. It knows that life is hard and unfair. It knows that following the Lord will bring additional hardships, but it also knows that walking with God brings integrity and security. The Lord Himself protects us, and walking His way has proven results. This doesn't mean life won't be unfair. It means nothing can take away the greatest treasure of life. The psalm makes the heartfelt plea. Don't rebel against God, no matter how hard life is, no matter how big the challenge ahead of you is. God can defeat giants. The psalm is a call to worship and prayer. It is a call to bow our lives down before God. That means not going our own way, but truly worshiping Jesus every day of the week through our choices and conversations. Don't rebel but follow Jesus. Conquer your fear with his presence and power. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What fears in your life hold you back from being fully devoted to Jesus? Why is going Jesus' way often harder? Is it worth it? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.